Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump says Osama bin Laden's son has been killed in a U.S. operation. NPR's Shannon Van Sant reports the president has released a statement calling Hamza bin Laden's death a major loss for al-Qaeda.
The statement did not say when bin Laden died, but in July, several media outlets reported he had been killed. Those reports cited unnamed sources. Trump declined to comment then. In a statement this morning, Trump says bin Laden was killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, and that bin Laden was responsible for planning and dealing with terrorist groups. The statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of leadership skills, the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines operational activities of the group. Shannon Van Sant, NPR News.
New York State officials are accusing the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, of using Swiss bank accounts to hide $1 billion in profits from the sale of the opioid OxyContin. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Purdue Pharma reached a tentative agreement with thousands of plaintiffs this week. As part of that, the Sacklers agreed to pay roughly $3 billion out of their personal wealth earned from the sale of OxyContin. But many state attorneys general, including New York's Letitia James, rejected the deal, saying it doesn't penalize family members enough. They're now suing members of the Sackler family directly. In legal briefs, James's team said they've already found $1 billion in wire transfers to overseas bank accounts. She claims the family also concealed money and assets in real estate projects in New York. The Sacklers and Purdue Pharma have filed countersuits to stop this probe, accusing James of being on a fishing expedition. In a statement, Purdue said the company is making a good-faith effort to settle lawsuits stemming from the opioid crisis. Brian Mann, NPR News.
The U.S. and Brazil say they're working together to promote private sector investment in the Amazon rainforest. And they say an important part of the plan is a $100 million fund to conserve the region's biodiversity. But NPR's Philip Reeves reports environmentalists are skeptical.
The only way to protect the Amazon rainforest is to create economic development within it. So says Brazil's foreign minister, Ernesto Araújo. His comments came as he met U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Washington yesterday. Araújo denied Brazil's government's mishandling the Amazon fires, but said the only way to really protect the forest is to nurture jobs and revenue for the region's 20 million inhabitants. Brazil wants to work with the U.S. on this, Araújo said. Amazon Watch, a group fighting for the rights of the forest's indigenous people, is dismissing these plans as preposterous. It says private sector development will only push the Amazon closer to its ecological tipping point and could add to the fires still burning there. Philip Rees, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
This is NPR News. Saudi Arabia says President Trump has called Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to offer U.S. support for the kingdom's security and stability. This after drone strikes claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels set ablaze two major Saudi oil facilities, including the world's largest processing plant. Italy's new government is reversing the closed ports anti-migrant policy of the previous administration. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports Italy is now allowing a charity ship to bring migrants ashore.
After seeking a safe port for days, the Ocean Viking ship has been given the okay to set course for the island of Lampedusa. The migrants had set sail from Libya on board unseaworthy vessels. This is a U-turn from the rigid policy of hard-right former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, who had barred rescue ships from entering Italian waters, saying Italy had already taken in too many migrants. Salvini triggered international outrage by imposing heavy prison terms and fines of more than $1 million on charity ships that defy the ban. But Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio stressed Ocean Viking will be allowed to dock only because other EU countries agreed to take the great share of migrants. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Tropical storm Umberto is bringing heavy rain to the same area of the northern Bahamas slammed by Hurricane Dorian 2 weeks ago. It's hampering efforts to search for some 1,300 people still missing since Dorian. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.